Being dedicated on his former supporting of mismanaging hundreds of millions of francs meant to protect arms to combat the incident. As serious as this may be, it is tantamount to prison. Why is this still in government? Just like Professor Joseph Owuna, who, in spite of desperate alarm against the mismanagement of the country's football and president of the Cameroon Humanization Committee, was allowed to stay on and FIFA for his own. And today, he is being followed by the Special Criminal Court to justify the mismanagement of the country, mismanagement and of his own put at his disposal during the 2014 World Cup in Brazil and the 2016 African Cup of Nations in Brazil. What about this authorization report from the National Anti-Corruption Commission? CONAT, the public fund invested by top government officials was used to sponsor the country's number one enemy, Boko Haram. There is something dangerously wrong in this country. We are forced to have the impression that because some people have outlived their life, authority and discipline, they now sit in their saloon and thus, as this nation gradually glides towards the end of the day. This is the impression of punishment.
Across the province, encourage their children to embrace Tinka education. Whatever measurement you think it is, that opens our week. Followed by the graduation ceremony of a 68-84 pastors from the Cameroon Baptist Theological Seminary. The head rector of the Lutheran Church in Cameroon, Reverend Fonty Samuel Hobart, called on Christians of the Bali Presbytery to live by faith and not by sight. The governor of the Northwest region called on the population of the region to remain vigilant and report any suspected behavior, family spaces, and security officials. The followers at the Kumbu Water Authority Club were also called upon to abide by the laws of the land and to alleviate monetary crises that have brought Kwa for long. Meanwhile, six farmers in the Northwest region were reported for having received training on new and understandable methods of fish production. Around two of the modern tribes have nutrition activities also took place from the 11th to the 13th of December. The vaccine targets children and pregnant women above 4 months of pregnancy. The Commonwealth Telecommunication Organization, CTO, also promised to assist the University of Bamenda to set up an information and communication curriculum. China and CISA countries pledged to support Africa during a China Africa Summit that second with South District. The National Assembly has adopted the finance bill of the Republic of Cameroon for the 2015 fiscal year. The sum of 4,234 billion service funds was adopted. Some items are also donated to the defense forces fighting the Boko Haram as well as victims of the war of terrorism. The new system of award of comfort in Cameroon was explained for entrepreneurs in Rwanda in the 5-year period 2021 based on enabling companies in crisis before the contract get appointed to the new system called Cameroon Online in Procurement. Cameroon's economy was supported for strong resilience at the time, but generally Sub-Saharan Africa is facing difficulties. The world supported to have a growth rate of about 5% in 2016. This is ongoing as some recent days business parties began exploring investment opportunities in the country. Allison Governor of Cameroon were also in the meeting in Yaoundé for the second semester conference for 2015. The conference, which main focus was on security, Cameroon also joined in the commemoration of the fourth edition of the International Anti-Corruption Day next week. The newly appointed president and vice president of the National Communication Council, NCC, officially took office. President Peter Soga and Vice Jean-Pierre Boto Obono were all called upon to confirm first freedom in the exercise of their duties in the NCC. The United States also handed vehicles and other military logistics to the Cameroonian military. The former Minister of Defense, Edgar Allan Mabengo, was also reported to be under investigation in relation to purchasing military equipment from China. Out of Cameroon this week, suicide attacks to an island in the town, killing at least 27 people. Libya's two-river colony, Mentonita and Yemen, aimed at resolving the political crisis that has plagued the country for years. St. George and Martin were sacked in Ghana after they were convicted of bribery. Over in South Africa, South Africa's president sacked Finance Minister Lamla Mani, a decision which brought on one criticism. A senior Ugandan nurse was also suspended after being caught in camera complaining to President Kabila about poor facilities at her hospital. In fact, this week, FTP and TKC from Rockland won the 2015 Humboldt Championship in the men and women's journey in Cameroon. This victory was being celebrated at some 40 club countries, quoted in administrators, as women's football team had decided to spend money to learn how to develop senior citizens. That's the team of the United States that made it this week.
Thank you very much, Mr. Leader. The United States Court of the National Anti-Corruption Commission has confirmed what many Cameroonians have experienced in the years that Cameroon's past elections have been witnessed in corruption and undemocratic in society. The recent revelation of the big organ of the ruling Cameroon People's Democratic Movement Civilian Party leaves many Cameroonians in no doubt that old habits die hard. That the citizens can turn around their own public practice within against themselves and people who will analyze it in the community.
We now have corrupt practices that have been perpetrated during Cameroon's 17th of this election, were recently highlighted by the National Anti-Corruption Commission Public Report for 2013. The report contains really debunk the claims of DLL that the CPDM is practicing a systematic form of Chinese democracy. In that way, the real part is part of that the actors of the imagination, Mr. Bia, will, in his domain, really, appropriate enough to be remembered, Mr. Mann, who endowed Cameroon with the miracles of political democracy. We have heard about the fact that the recent reorganization of the basic organs of this civilian party has not borne some of the ugly and wayward characteristics of this kind of democracy. That balance was very bad. That balance of making voter registers and other operations were not respected. Voter registers were registered to accommodate youth registration and opportunistic opposition members who were caught in providing the voter cards, food, cash, and personal items to buy their votes. So the scale of the exercise and the candidates who felt victimized by the voter practices are still making their way in appreciating from their experience the value of the sort of shabby system to which that affected the NPR in the majority of Cameroon who were frustrated from the initial orderly election of the only nation. So for the program, to new power and promising democracy. This is about to take root as an entire economy, when an entire generation of communities now fill the world. The methodology of slogans and declarations from abroad now sounds very hard. In the smallest space of the citizens has withered through the years. Some Taiwanians are made to feel like refugees in their own country. Such democratic practices, federalism, global standards, and the essence of equal opportunity are the order of the day. Most of all, the first benefit of liberty to dialogue with your threat to marginalize has led to the benefit of more communities in our city, and it is the economy of the time of your family and its time to live.
That increase is interesting to know that many countries in the region have traditionally against being forced seeking to get any justice. Zero new infection, zero deaths, and zero discrimination is the mission for this year's World AIDS Day commemorated every December 1st. Cameroon and authorities of the Northwest region in particular have been doing their best in raising awareness of the reality of this disease, especially how deadly it is. Information came through the standard media.
The entire immune deficiency syndrome, which is very popular acronym AIDS, is the world's most deadly killer disease. While there exist many other deadly diseases, AIDS has and is still taking the lead as a disease no one would like to have or die with. The more disease it is gotten, the stigma in most patients, inflammation of the human system, and physical changes, and most of all, the fact that it has no cure as of now, are the obvious reasons everyone fears the disease. The United Nations, together with other health bodies, therefore set every December 1st to commemorate the World AIDS Day. Such a day is not actually to celebrate the disease, but it is meant to sensitize the population, create awareness that the disease is real, and to support and encourage those who are already victims. This is why Cameroon and the Northwest region in particular have joined the rest of the world in raising this awareness across our local communities about the issues surrounding HIV and AIDS. It is also an opportunity to show support for people living with HIV and to commemorate those who have died. Thus, this year's theme of growing with HIV infection, zero death, and AIDS, and zero discrimination. The 2015 United Nations AIDS report refers to a 35% reduction in new HIV infection since 2000, a 32% reduction in deaths associated with the disease since 2004, and an 84% increase of people who have access to antiretroviral drugs to prevent the disease since 2010. With primarily outstanding day campaign exercises carried out in the country and the Northwest region that hosted the 2015 edition, it is a clear indication that our nation has been more committed in the combat and continuous fight in paving the way to actions that encourage the population. More amazing and encouraging is the fact that when youth have been engaged in fighting the disease through screening tests, and educated for, even they are the future of our nation. If they are not healthy, then they cannot be productive and so the country cannot grow in every aspect. So many people are well conscious and are being tested to know their status. Like we say, it's better to know than to be sorry. Many health centers do screening almost free just to ensure no one is left out. Encourage those living with this disease, show them love and support, protect oneself, and most importantly, abstain. We should therefore stick to this year's theme of zero new infection, zero death, and zero discrimination, so that whether infected or not, we can all join in combating this killer disease.
young Sandra from Israel. Now, this is from this hospital is coming up to realize you are his identity.
I'm really in trouble.
the young people, the area of life that they are seeking to enjoy without much of the responsibility and without looking at the context. So we mean there is also a lot of freedom and opportunities and rights that people have to enjoy, that people don't even know how to express. All about it is, one, working within the context of demanding your rights, working within the context of evolving society, and working in the context where your responsibility also promotes. There are no rights without responsibility. And where there is a conflict where people want rights without responsibility, then people need to have reasons. But let's not talk about the role of the National Committee on Human Rights and because I want to understand that what this speaker tried to promote that and actually post that the impact of human rights in Cameroon. I do think that actually lives up to this expectation. This is my way of believing that it's really a big one. It's not becoming it. Because it speaks out, both in terms of the reforms that it wants within, and also in the context of its limitations that prevents it from doing what they would have wanted to do. But just recently, they made public their report, which is very comprehensive, and they really reduces our violations, including violations which are resulting from the conflicts that we have in neighboring countries like the DRC, in Central African Republic that is spilling over to Cameroon, and also the Boko Haram attack in the northern part of Nigeria, which is coming across Cameroon. And in the context of terrorism and civil strife in Central African region, it is very difficult for the force of law and order to decipher. And in public situation, violations of rights are common. So we're calling on the force of law and order also to express a lot of, I would not say restraint, but a lot of foresightness in dealing with situations. But besides that, also, the report of the Commission is comprehensive because it explores all the avenues and talking about challenges people have with access to education, access to water. These are talking about this aspect from economic and social rights. It's very effective to hear. A lot of people want to listen to human rights only the aspect of the civil rights, but it's fulfilling comprehensive report. And we have had the opportunity to do some work with the Commission in Sudan, where some people were arrested from Benue and detained there. Their work also contributed in putting pressure on the system. It happened to be the original coordinator of Bali Group, which also happens to be one of the first black organizations championing the cause of human rights in Cameroon, and probably this year, despite your predecessor by the advocacy for human rights. The first aspect which we have to upload about the court is that the speaker has to allow that experience. For any issue that we need to clearly establish that it's a violation of human rights, the court makes a public declaration and secures the issue for wife as a wife and file to the presidency and asking for redress of the situation. The court actually was one of the first organizations to make a comprehensive report about the violations of rights in northern Cameroon, just as it is when this Boko Haram first started back in 2014. The report was made public, and the government was asked to show a lot of restraint and all the filing laws. A lot of people have complained about abduction and there's a lot of controversial situations that are first going into the field and investigating. In Douala, some of these investigations are being arranged that there is an opportunity for a court to do an investigation in the field of grass farming that comes out with comprehensive report, it doesn't fail to do that. However, the field is still very limited with the resources at its disposal. But it's trying to build also the capacity of its members. Like 3 months ago, we put extra leases roadmap for the next 3 years. So we are hoping to find financing for that. And if that's done, we look forward to do even more clinical. So what would be the most advocacy is to the person that we expect of human rights in Cameroon? It's something that happens in two dimensions. One,
The rest of the country is the same as the other.
and as it should also be, as the Copenhagen Summit is declared during the closing moments of the summit, the rich Muslim Kermit Protestants were accepted as the Holocaust for others.
That is the result of winning this year has been complained by the mechanical component that it will then damage the North West region. The 2016 Corruption Barometer Report was released by the International Corruption Watch of Transparency International to point the police and transportation departments as most corrupt sectors in Cameroon. The report notes that corruption was further revived in Cameroon, especially in the last 12 months. 48% of public service users, according to the report, testified that the bribe became of 70%. And that is the truth. Unfortunately, most of them are afraid now in court malpractice for fear of victimization. The report came out just after that published by the National Anti-Corruption Commission CONAT for 2013. Those working in court by CONAT knew that corruption was widespread. The foundation came out in court. Just like the Transparency International report, CONAT noted with regret that the draft has one of more sophisticated corruption techniques, which is a sort of coordination in previous countries with the economic disorder. After unemployment and health, corruption is the third implementation of Cameroon, an endemic cancer war that has made this region a key of the international community. Just listen to this award-winning piece, The Second Bulletin, written by veteran Stuart journalist David J. Woodley, and see what level Cameroon and Cameroonians are worth in this jacket of corruption.
A radio free region and produced by David Tree Group, featuring the same.
No exceptions. Honorable entries, the people's connections, ladies and gentlemen. I am highly honored to welcome you to this call. The actress you are about to watch will be most compelling, the most intelligent, and I must say the most innovative I ever came across. In fact, to have an impressive impact. Listen, 20 years ago, she obtained 11 upper level records of new clinics. 1 year after, she had 5 A-level tests of doing. She immediately wrote one of two people and graduated with a first class PhD degree in Germany. Which meant she has tried her at several jobs. For 6 months, she was in Japan selling gold clothes at the local market. After the contract was paid for it, she became a commercial motorcycle driver, popularly known as Ben. She abandoned the Ben school and has narrowly escaped death. She was writing to a piece. Since she graduated from university, she has written 500 job applications and over 80 competitive examinations. Today, she is beginning a new career. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome on stage. We face in the president's government.
Thank you. Thank you very much. How many other people are in this hall? None? Not even one? Okay, okay. How many young people are in here? Hands up. Ah, everyone is young. What country are young people? But as a five-year-old emperor who spends all his time sleeping during parliamentary session and only gets up when others are clapping, considers himself a young man. An 80-year-old government minister who walks around in a wheelchair, sleeps during cabinet meetings, pees in his pants, and can barely talk, considers himself a young man. An army officer who has developed a hot belly and is suffering from amnesia and cannot even pull a trigger, says he's a young man. After all, his birth certificate shows his only 40, whereas he has been working for 45 years. That means he started working 5 years before he left home. Why do these old people go away so that we, the young, can step into their shoes? Must we wait for nature to take its course? Every day they tell us a lot of secrets. You are the leaders of tomorrow. Yet, no one gives you the chance to lead. You know what? Not that I wish my student with another occupation. 500 for the record. Every time, your fellows tell me I can't get a job because I lack experience. How can I get experience without a job? I'm not one of those directors doing my CEO job. After 5 hours in the waiting room, I was ushered in by a new and non-talent secretary. In fact, she had spent all the time playing games on the computer and couldn't find a human being. I asked myself, is this what she's being paid for? I entered and I saw a fat man, sunk in his chair, looking tired and drowsy. He looked at me with a smile and said, "Young lady, you are so pretty." "Thank you, sir," I replied. "Don't worry, sir. We are not in a doctor. Call me Joe." "Can we see your beard this evening, a portrait of your girl?" "That would be a more appropriate environment to discuss the children and progress." "No, sir. I wouldn't have the time. And you expect to pick up a job when you have no time for your employer? No, girl. You need to know what you want in life. Look, give what you've got to give what you need." I looked at a fat old man, older than my father, and I felt like punching his cup in. "If that one takes to get a job, then go to hell." I told him straight in the face and walked out. My brothers and sisters, in life, you must have a sense of pride and dignity. After my 500 job application, I thought I should look for greener pastures out of this country. Go to America, Europe, and find some dollars. I went to the American Embassy and was denied a visa. I changed my order of names, date of birth, made a new passport, and went back to the American Embassy. No visa. I forgot that they had taken my fingerprint. I went to the British Embassy. No visa. French Embassy. No visa. German Embassy. No visa. In fact, I went to almost all of the American embassies. No visa. A friend of mine told me to go to the Middle East. There are many white men looking for beautiful African girls like you to submit. I rushed to the net and did it. My name is Tom Bradley. Wealthy and childless. 70 years old, looking for an African girl of 25 years maximum, possibly for a mother. 70 years old, looking for a girl of 25? That man is old enough to be my grandfather. When I called my friend, she said, "That's the right one to go for. You're going to live for love.
Thy son is dead, and all his gold is lost. You become a happy widow. Not really. I tell Mother Amaya's order of my grandfather, just the money. I continue with the internet stage. This time, looking for a young man. I met a handsome advance, and we began an online chat. He was nice and friendly. I haven't met him for long. One day, he told me to send detailed pictures of myself. What do you mean? I want pictures of you naked. Girl, I want to write about getting married to you. Me, stand naked in front of a camera and then send the pictures to my husband to you. Nonsense. After that, he was subjected to all kinds of medical tests. He wouldn't ask for a virginity test. Right. I killed the child. I took the wrong man and examined him closely. When I saw the strength of the ground, just a tiny stretch of water separating Africa from Europe. What stops me from walking across, I wondered. But now I remembered 3 images of Africans dying of dehydration in the Sahara, and others drowning in the Mediterranean. The lucky ones, caught by Spanish coast guards and subjected to humiliating treatment. Then I said to myself, I better be a pauper in my country than a great woman in a foreign land. Then it was time for general elections. That's when politicians are ready to spend money. A politician from the People's Party needed my services. My job description, rallying young people for a conviction at all costs. I gathered 500 youths and they were following bosses to their village. The instructions were clear. Vote as many times as you can. You will receive 1,000 francs for every ballot paper of the rival party you do that. We have them to do massive voting. We had a landslide victory, 99.99%. In fact, the number of voters outnumbered the registered voters. Thereafter, I realized how much I had contributed in maintaining this position. I said, never again, never again will I be used as raw material for politicians. Never. Never, never again. I then settled down to writing competitive exams into professional schools and in public service. That seemed the surest way to secure a job in these competitive fields. I got used to it. Competitive exam for the recruitment of 75 journalists at the end of the public service. My domain, I said. Category A. How much is that in monthly terms? I asked my dad. About 150,000 francs. Too small. What way to make 150,000 francs in a city like Yaoundé? Rent, 50,000 francs. Food, 50,000 francs. Water, electricity, telephone. 25,000 francs. Transportation to work and back. 25,000 francs. And your salary for the month is finished. Nothing left for medication if I fall sick. Nothing for clothes, jewelry, and daily makeup. Nothing to save. That's how I began. My dad came to me. You must start from somewhere. Then it occurred to me. And if I want to get it period, I must start working even on new year. I went in for the exams. When I deposited my documents, my acceptance slip told that I was over 4,000. 4,000 people vying for 75 places.
I had the exam, and I was among the 200 who passed. I started jubilating. Not yet, my daughter. The whole heart is yet to come, my dad told me. Or else, that shouldn't be a problem. I can express myself fluently in both English and French. Then came the new day. We waited anxiously in the Congress and watched the final from our friend, the questions we were asked. My friend Sarah came out in tears. Our friends were doing the best. And the jury insisted that she speak in French. If they tried that with me, I would back over and slap myself. And that's just what I did when I entered. Bonjour, mademoiselle, personally. Merci, madame, monsieur, membre du jury. Comment est-ce que vous êtes? Hey, monsieur. Tu parles mon sang. Say more anglais to the jury for me to do. Bon, vous êtes écouté. Le soir, mon rêve. C'est en vous. Quels sont les plus grands problèmes des jeunes? Le cinéma, la corruption, la criminalité et l'immigration clandestine. In fact, I spoke of French in Montreal. Suddenly, the man in the camera asked me, "What is francophone to anglophone?" This is the reason I'm looking for. There's a very good decision to make to make. Are you right? There is a good job. So I'm just going to take a look at the stuff we're looking for. Don't try to look at me. I won't tell the questions I have. Confident that I was going to pick my first job. 2 weeks later, the result was published. I rushed to the meeting board. Looked at least 5 times, up, down, down, and up. I could not believe my eyes, but I knew it was not good. My friend Sarah had made it. About a man, big man, he told me. We can't just sit there and fold your arms and expect to pass. Moreover, there are only 2 of us from our region. We are now on this planet. Regional planning, a phone call, and an envelope in the cake. But how long must we tolerate this nonsense, given when the power hawk is chucking down corrupt government officials, people can still afford to pay the bribes? Our prisons are filled with them. Directors, general managers, and ministers, yet corruption persists at all levels. Day in, day out, they develop new ways of fighting corruption. Since the hunters learned to shoot without missing, the guards have learned to fly without cutting. Where are the young people of this country? Where are we? Must you sit back and fold your arms while your country is being plundered? While your future becomes bleaker and bleaker every day? Must we sit back and wait for all men to grow weary and die so that you can dream of stepping into your old hammered shoes? Must you continue to collect chicken feed from unscrupulous politicians so that they can stay in power until thy kingdom come? No, my brothers. No, my sisters. Stand up. Get up. The time is now. Stand up, stand up. Our future is in our hands. Stand up. We must choose these principles here. It's time to stand up. Stand up. We are on I bowed 117 and waited in vain.
and here they come, talking about calling for peace. Call back and tell your master that a fire has been lit, and that no one will put it out. Let me up in your presence for 27 years. Yet this fire will not stop burning.
Corruption indeed has forced many companies and enterprising Cameroonians into unwanted adventures. Every sector is involved in bringing Mulligan to bring out all that what is the way forward. You've got to answer just as it did because to stamp out corruption from this country. Which anyway has a password to our main boss to speak. Hey, that will be the data to receive from concerned business. Number one, public version of my two main calls on people to be more cautious than ever in the of years of paper to do the
balance. I know we have always been talking about end of year insecurity, but please, I hope this time we all know it's not just about arm robbing, but Boko Haram too. So the more responsible we are, is the only way to change things.
This number two is from Mama Suzanne Maya of Ngoram, whose middle concern is the rate of youth engagement in society nowadays despite what the campaign is happening.
Please, Cameroonians, let's advise our youth. The rate of indecent driving is alarming. Since the authorities have proven that they cannot do it, let's help ourselves. You cannot imagine meeting your own daughter on the street almost half naked. I think it is a responsibility for every parent to call from the children. They are all our children.
Mama, now some of you, the mothers, are no better. Last but not the least is from Table Kevin, who says women do not compete with two of period, and rather welcome back to the
Miss Austin, wives should learn to cut their coat according to their material. Because this period, I know many women will like to compete with their friends. And if the husband doesn't provide, the problem will be in the home and not in the other home. Christmas is welcoming Christ and not materiality. So please, welcome Christ and not materiality.
Our email remains the same, radio.audition@yahoo.com. You can also call or text us on the number 6702-58045 or 695-568-480 and the extra 2 at 1. On the social media and in their followers, with no one who is taking responsibility until United Nations officials confirmed the death of Gerard Tumeda Martin King, one of the two Anglophone Canadians who have attained the top echelon of the country's military talent on November 30th, 2015. Gerard Tumeda was serving as first commander of the United Nations multi-dimensional integrated intervention mission in the Central African Republic Ministry. Then Sandra Tumeda now presents a profile of enough to make our fighting true.
Born in 1954, Major General Pimenta Martin Kembo started his distinguished military career after graduating from the Yaoundé Military Academy in India in 1977 as an Air Force officer. He served in several positions, including Chief Operations Officer of the Army Headquarters in Yaoundé, Commander of Operation Delta in the Bakassi Peninsula, and Commander of the 3rd Military Service for the most of Cameroon's northern region in headquarters in Garoua. Our Pimenta's career went international in 2013 when he was appointed Commander of the African-led International Support Mission to the Central African Republic, MISCA. The force was eventually transformed to the broader MINUSCA mission, and in July 2014, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon appointed General Pimenta as the fourth commander of MINUSCA. Although he is thought to have been very modest, seldom in the public eye, he became well known in 2010 after being chosen to lead the entire military in the 60th anniversary of Cameroon's Defense Forces. The burial program of his fallen general, who will be buried secondly in his native Kabingo in Gokutuya Division of the North West Region, is yet to be announced.
A lot of blessings have surrounded the Pimenta's death. If he died of natural or unnatural causes, kidney problems or poisoning, he still abandoned his duty job to see health died in the United States of America. He died in the hands of Prophet Tupi Joshua or the United States of America. All of this would not interest the following general, who soon to be allowed to be put in prison.
Because my financial account is very good.
We always try to put in our best, and that was the best we could package for your listening application this week. It was the name, Keep Talking SML. It's a meaning who said you cannot do better than your best. In any case, we promise to better this week's best in next week's edition of the program You Center. After all, what we think, or what we know, or what we believe is in the very first little consequence. The only consequence is what we do. Till next week, God be my helper. I am Lord, welcome to the blessing. Accept my blessed desire.